alayhi wa sallam. Look at the love that Sahaba had. وَكَشَفَ عَنْ سَاقِهِ. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting there, so he went and sat there, and he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dangling his legs into the well, so he also dangled his legs into the well. He saw Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had exposed his shins, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also had exposed his shins. In other words, whatever they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing, they wanted to imitate 100%. ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ وَجَلَسْتُ. He said, then I went back and sat there by the door. وَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ أَخِي يَتَوَضَّأُ وَيَلْحَقُنِي. He said, I went and sat at the door, but I thought of my brother. My brother, he also wanted to join me and spend the day like this with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was making wuzu and he was meant to come and join up with me. So he started thinking to himself, I hope my brother also comes. Such a nice scene that's happening here. I hope my brother can come because he meant to come to join me. So he thought about his brother. So then he says, فَإِذَا إِنسَانٌ يُحَرِّكُ الْبَابِ. Somebody else came and started knocking at the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I asked, who is this? So he's thinking and he's hoping now his brother also comes. So now he asked, who is this? فَقَالَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, it is Umar ibn al-Khattab. فَقُلْتُ عَلَىٰ رِسْلِكَ. I told him, wait. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him, قُلْتُ هَذَا عُمَرُ يَسْتَأْذِنُ. This is Umar radiallahu anhu asking permission. فَقَالَ إِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him permission to come and also give him the glad tidings of Jannah. فَجِئْتُ عُمَرُ فَقَالَ فَقَالَ أَذِنَا وَيُبَشِّرُكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given you permission and is also given you glad tidings of Jannah. فَدَخَلَ فَجَلَسَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْقُفِّ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ وَدَلَّ رِجْلَيْهِ فِي الْبِئْرِ ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ فَجَلَسْتُ. He said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also came and he sat on the left hand side now of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He also put his legs and dangled his legs into the well. This was their style, almost as though they knew that we will do exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing. There was no need for anybody to tell them that you need to do this. This is what they saw, and immediately this is what they did. So he's saying, ثُمَّ رَجَعْتُ. I went back and said, فَقُلْتُ إِن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِفُلَانٍ خَيْرًا يَعْنِي أَخَاهُ يَأْتِ بِهِ. Now he's hoping him to himself, I hope my brother comes. So he said, if Allah Pak wants good for him, Allah will bring him here. So this is what he said to himself. فَجَاءَ إِنسَانٌ فَحَرَّكَ الْبَابِ. He said, the third person came and knocked on the door. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. I asked, who is this? فَقَالَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَّانُ. As Uthman radiallahu anhu said, this is it is himself. فَقُلْتُ عَلَىٰ رِسْلِكَ. I said, just wait there. وَجِئْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَخْبَرْتُهُ. I went to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and I informed him. فَقَالَ إِذَنْ لَهُ وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ مَعَ بَلْوَى تُصِيبُهُ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, go and give him permission and give him the glad tidings of Jannah together with a calamity that will befall him. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was predicting that there will be a calamity to befall Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. We know at the end of his life, he was besieged in his home, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed in his own home. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving him the glad tidings of Jannah together with this, so that when this eventually does happen, he knows that these were the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can take condolence and he can take consolement from the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given me the glad tidings of Jannah, and he also warned me about this time to come. So he could take some consolement from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said this. فَجِئْتُ. So he said, I went to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. فَقُلْتُ وَدْخُلْ وَيُبَشِّرُكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِالْجَنَّةِ مَعَ بَلْوَى تُصِيبُكَ. He said, enter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the glad tidings of Jannah together with a calamity that will strike you. فَدَخَلَ فَوَجَدَ الْقُفَّ قَدْ مُلِئَ فَجَلَسَ وِجَاهُمْ مِنَ الشِّقِّ الْآخَرِ. So what happened now? When he came, he saw now that wall was fully occupied. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the center. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was on the right. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the left. So what he did was he sat on the opposite side of the wall facing them. The wall that was being around, he sat on the opposite side. He started facing them. قَالَ سَعِيدُ بْنُ مُسَيِّبْ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَوَّلْتُهَا قُبُورَهُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. A great tabi, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayh, he said, I interpret this as their positioning of their qabrs. That if you look at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is next to him, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is opposite. So he says, when I seen this, when I pictured this, then I interpreted this whole sitting of them, these three illustrious Sahaba. The sitting was actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired for the positioning of the qubur. وَأَمَرَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يحفظ الباب وفيها أن عثمان حين بشره حمد الله تعالى ثم قال الله المستعان. In another rewrite, these few words come extra. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to be the doorkeeper. I didn't go on my own. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me to be the doorkeeper. And when I told Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the glad tidings of Jannah together with the calamity that will befall you. Then what Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu did, immediately he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a sahaba. Despite him getting this news, he praised Allah. He was happy. I got the glad tidings of Jannah with the news of difficulty. And for the difficulty, what he said? He said, Allahul Musta'an. The only person that can help me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of practicing upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of continuously giving people glad tidings, good news. Because when we do this, we'll always be lifting up the spirits of people. People will naturally take a liking to us. And this person, there's so many things that you can say that can make a person smile. Yesterday I was driving on the road, there was one person begging on the road. He had one placard there. Standing there with a placard. Everybody that's going past is smiling. So he's also intelligent. He's making the people happy. So they're giving him money. So he had there, written on the placard, something lighthearted. So if a person thinks he can make people smile, not that he should go out of his way to start joking all the time, but just to be lighthearted, to give good news. So he had written there that which day the egg hates the most. Which day the egg hates the most. Then the bottom he got there, Friday. F-R-Y-D-A-Y. Friday, the day that egg is going to get fried, that's the day. So everyone is going past, they're smiling, and they're giving him something. So he is clever also. He saw that this is some dunyawi benefit for me, if I can make people happy. So can you imagine how much more happy Allah Pak will get if we make the makhluk happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.